Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Do you want to, summon some demons?
Yeah, would you hand me that board?
Yeah, here you go. Here. And this is Stranger Stuff.
This is it. This is our October month finale.
That was our penultimate introduction to this introduction.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Beacon.
This is Stranger Still.
And I didn't say I like that.
You don't like what?
I didn't say, I like that in like a manly voice.
What? Who said that? That was is it
me.
A spirit?
I'm Jace O'Neill.
Oh, we have a guest this week. Our very first guest, Jason. Say hi. You already did.
What? He's the first person to be our guest and also legally change his name to be spookier.
Yeah. Which
that's
is
fair. That's actually truth.
What's your legal name now?
Jason.
Oh, that's pretty spooky.
It's like a movie, but different.
But like a real human.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen those movies. So today, guys, we're talking about the children and family board game, the Ouija board. Or as I like to call it, the Ouija board. Yeah. So I'm going to say that from now on in this episode.
I think it's like the Mexican city, Oaxaca, which is starts with an O and an X.
Yeah.
That's like, what? That doesn't make sense. Yeah. See? Why the hell does that make sense?
Well, you know what? That's our next episode, so no spoiler. It's so, because they actually used to import a lot of oxen.
Yeah, see?
But the ox couldn't speak. They didn't have any vocal cords, so they were like silent ox,
what?
So they wouldn't moo. Yeah, you didn't know this?
Yeah, I didn't
know. So then they named the city after the ox because they were silent ox, so it was oxen.
That's fair. I like that.
Yeah,
you learn something new every day,
right? And that's I lie
for,
to you.
That's for me.
Right now, to your face. I didn't. I just made all that.
I feel like you're both making stuff up on that side of the table.
Well, let's explain that too.
It's fine. Yeah,
we've got a setup where we've got two microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the room, and well, first of all, my stomach dropped to the floor because I thought Nick replaced me.
Yeah,
but then after this, Nick's like, "You guys don't know each other. It makes the most sense for you two to squeeze up next to each other.
Yeah,
and crowd your little mouths.
Yeah,
around that mic.
I was okay with that.
It worked out great.
They've really hit it off, and it's actually kind of creepy how fast you guys hit it off.
Hey, man, don't worry about it.
Maybe it's something to do with spirits. Maybe your spirits are meant to be together.
That's kind of like why we're here.
Yeah.
Our spirits are tindered. Ooh, swipe right.
So today, we're talking about the Ouija board. So at the very top, I want to say John and I are non-believers of the paranormal.
Yes.
Which is why we brought in Jason, because he is a skeptic. You are a believer more so than us. Like,
ish.
Me and John just don't believe, and you do have certain beliefs in the paranormal.
And that is fair. I mean, I can explain with saying that I believe that it's very possible, and I've seen and heard of stories where it can be plausible, but, you know, as a skeptic myself, I kind of think it's BS, but I've had some experiences, especially in my own apartment, where it's messed with a lot of people's heads that are skeptics as well.
Sure, yeah, and I mean, I think it's irresponsible to say that there's things that happen that can't be explained. Like, of course, that's out there, but whether or not that's paranormal, I think is where the difference between us two and you come in, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do this. That isn't to say that we're not going to take it completely seriously, because I do have this huge setup ready to go for the Ouija board, which I'll talk about later because it is part of the origin story. But
there's six candles and he blew one out. He blew the seventh one out.
Can I just say,
I want an odd number. Maybe
you count that one three times.
That's fair. I'm sorry.
I just need to say real quick though. We made sure Nick when I show up, he had all his candles set up and everything's all set. And I'm not sure I've ever been to like seances and stuff like that, but we are set for like one of those tropical ghosts.
This
because we have Paradise Punch. I think there's like a pleasant coffee scented candle.
There's
it smells like a restaurant.
I'm pretty sure four of these are pumpkin spice. That one's berry, and that one's tropical punch.
We're gonna get so many white girls.
I'm pretty sure if you walked into a laundromat, you would smell this right now.
The only spirits that we're gonna conjure are white girls with black leggings and Uggs.
Not even mad.
I know you're not.
Hey.
Anyway, the first thing I want to do, this is going to be a little bit of a weird episode. It's going to be more casual because we do have a ghost here. Or we have a guest here. Yeah, we have a guest on our show for the first time who's going to be dead by the end of this. But also, it's going to be longer because we're going to actually do the Ouija board and record it for you guys. Before we get into that, I want to talk about the history of the Ouija board, and then after we do the Ouija board, I'm going to talk about the science behind the Ouija board.
Yeah, and just real quick also, but he's going to be dead by then, as you said. Nick is just alluding to, we don't want to do too many spoilers.
Yeah.
But we're going to do our first, like, totally murder-fy Jace. Like, he volunteered.
That's fine.
We put out a call on Facebook.
It's for science.
At this point in my life, I'm okay with it. And I really do appreciate the hard H that Nick is...
Accentuating
on the I do appreciate that. And moving forward, I'm going to be a
ghost.
Well, I guess.
Well, we'll kill you and bring you back and talk to you in the Ouija. So I'm going to show.
That's fine.
You.
I mean, yeah. I guess we're doing.
It's for science.
That's the point.
It's for science. I do also want to say that I put out a call on Facebook to see who would want to join us in some paranormal activities, not the movie. And I put out a call for questions to ask the Ouija board, and. Like, everyone's like, why are you doing that in your own home? And my brother, Drew, is very much a believer of the Ouija board and was like, don't do it outside because I guess I'll release demons onto the world.
Yeah.
So on Facebook, there's a lot of people telling me not to do this. And as Shelby was leaving, Shelby's going to a hockey game. I was like, if you come home and I'm hanging and I'm dead, it was the demons. So she's like, why would you joke about it?
So she's into that stuff too.
I haven't asked her. I should ask her. I don't think she is. But
I'm excited for the history of the Ouija board. Because
should we hop into that?
You do.
The only other story I had was when I went to go buy the $16 package of cardboard and plastic, the lady behind the counter was like, she picked it up and looked at it all weird, and she's like, oh man, I had a really weird experience with one of these that just scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. I picked one up and I brought it home, and my roommate started kissing me and I wasn't into it, and like it was awkward and weird, and we didn't talk for about a week after that, but the Ouija was fun though.
The Ouija was fun.
Have fun.
But when she said the bejesus, I thought of the bejesus joke that you said like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Bejesus.
Bejesus. So I wanted
Nick, I'm a fan, I'm okay with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk about the Ouija board.
Yes,
the Ouija board.
Please.
The word Ouija comes from...
Hoagie. Ouija? Holuigi?
Ooh. It comes from the Latin, which is used with... why are we doing this right now? I don't...
Why? Yeah, why?
You're exactly right. It comes from the French and German words for yes that are portmanteaued together. Oui and ja. Ouija.
I knew it.
You guys were spot on. So the very first Ouija board came about in 1891. So about 150 years ago.
Wait.
Ish. 140, something like that. I can't do math on live. It was pretty old. This whole
About a buck thirty.
This whole thing is pretty old. But it came from when three dudes, Charles Kennard, Elijah Bond, and William H. A. Maupin, they patented the Ouija board as a novelty board game. Its roots, though, come from the spiritual movement that began around 1840. So now we're closer to like 200 years ago. 180, if you want to get exact. Yeah. I can see the look in your eyes. You want to get exact. But around the 1840s, there's this rise in spiritualists and a rise of mediums and psychics and that sort of thing. Do you believe in psychics, Jason?
Absolutely.
You don't? No. Okay, good. Just hokey pokey.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll be happy to know that the Ouija board roots itself from... psychics. John, do you believe in psychics?
I think that they're real. Like, I think that they're probably take your money and they're humans. They eat food and sleep.
Wait, what?
Like, physically psychics?
Like, they eat food?
Oh, but what I was trying to figure out before, you were talking about portmanteaus.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you knew who the who thinks that portmanteaus are evil.
I don't know.
And she considers them frenemies.
Who?
Wait, who? What?
Like, she's just totally against...
Who's she?
Oh, Natalie Portmanteau.
What?
Right over his head. It was a joke.
Okay,
is what it was. So the psychics back in the day had
That's
several
my bad.
For not getting the joke.
Yeah.
You'll get it later. Post.
We'll ask the Ouija.
One of these days.
So the psychics back in the day had several methods for talking to the dead. Their two favorites were table turning or table knocking and planchet writing. And the best way I can explain table turning or table knocking is like the scene in Stranger Things where the mom strings up all the lights and then asks a question. They light up to spell it out, except what they would do is they would say basically the alphabet one letter at a time out loud, and then if the table was knocked on, or the table turned, or the floorboards were knocked on, then they'd take note of that letter.
So I didn't think that was actually a thing that around that time that people did.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
That is actually really neat.
Planchette writing was much like the Ouija boards that we have today. The little rounded triangle that come with the Ouija boards is the planchette. Right now it has like a little window there so you can see what letter it lands on. Back in the day, though, it had a pencil on the end. So the medium or the psychic would do the Ouija part.
So wrote on it.
Well, yeah, they'd take a piece of paper and they'd write with the planchette. The problem with this is both of these methods took way too long, and the planchette writing was almost illegible most of the time because they're channeling spirits, so like their eyes are closed or whatever, and they can't really, you know, see. Anyway, most of these methods fell out of fashion pretty quick, but for some reason in Ohio around this time, right, some people were using talking boards, which they were these boards that were like 20 inches long. They had the alphabet on them. They said yes or no and goodbye, and it had all the letters 0 through 9 on them.
All the letters?
All the letters.
0 through 9.
And then 0 through 9.
Yeah, all the letters. Letters 0 through 9. Got it.
Go. So does that sound familiar at all?
Yes.
Sounds like
it sounds like a Ouija board.
It sounds like a Ouija board.
Yeah.
The emphasis on the age kills me. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, for some reason, well, okay, these were like our Ouija boards today, only less mass-produced. It wasn't until 1886, about like 50 years after they were invented, that the New York Daily Tribune published an article about the talking boards. And then it took 5 years for those three dudes I mentioned before to start mass producing them and capitalizing on
those
it.
Those guys.
Right. Those dudes.
Yeah. That's the spookiest origin story I've ever heard.
Yeah. So that's the Ouija board. And there are stories and legends of ancient Ouija boards, like back in ancient Greece or Egypt or that sort of thing. But those are all unsubstantiated.
Like, I really appreciate this history story because I actually thought that, and I've heard that the Ouija board actually came from like Parker Brothers in the 1960s.
Well, eventually Hasbro is who you're thinking of. Hasbro got the rights to it.
Yeah.
And if you look in the box that I have now, they license out the Ouija, the licenses for Ouija, so then they get
that's what I was looking for, the other money.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. Like, I thought that was just a ploy for them to just do a thing, and then people were like, ooh, we can summon ghosts. And
yeah, exactly.
It's not like they didn't ask permission. They brought out a Ouija and said,
hey,
can we do this? Is this cool with you?
Y-E-A-H-B-R-O. Okay.
All right, we've got to go to Hasbro.
Don't use the Ouija to use the Ouija.
Ouija! Explain more to me, Nicholas.
Yeah, of course. The Ouija board.
Thank you, please.
Yeah. The Ouija board was actually patented, like I said, by these three guys, and then it just exchanged hands from there. And there was like Ouija board companies and stuff, and then eventually Hasbro got their hands on it. Yeah, that's all I got for the history.
Yeah.
It has basically remained the same for 150 years, ever since those guys took it over. It was that like 20-inch-ish board. Letters, numbers, yes, no, goodbye on it. And then the planchette with the window in it. Should we do it?
I mean, if we don't, then there's going to be a lot of letdown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if we don't, I mean, if we do it and everything goes as planned, we're all going to go home and
have demons follow us.
Oh. Well, I mean, no, we're going to be happy and everything's going to be fine. If we do this and don't summon demons, then we might look like idiots.
So before we get into it, though, I want to lay the groundwork. There's a good possibility that nothing will happen. If none of us are good at channeling spirits, nothing can happen. It's also recommended that we practice for 30 minutes daily for 2 weeks, but we don't have the time for that. So we haven't practiced at all.
You have to... okay, let me just explain the origin story of the 2 weeks thing, because I know a little bit about it. So Hasbro got the rights to the game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Ouija board. And they said, hey, dude, this didn't work. I want to return it. And they're like, oh, no. How's it been? Like 30 days? Yeah, no, you got to practice for 2 weeks.
and then you'll be good to go.
No. Bring back. That's beyond our return policy. I mean, you need practice.
Yeah.
Got a 10-day return policy.
Yeah.
Try it for 2 weeks.
So we are joking a lot. And despite being skeptics and non-believers, we are going to take it completely seriously. I did a lot of research into crucial steps for setting this up. And this isn't a joke. Six candles
There's
here.
There's a lot of candles.
We have no light in here other than the candles. We were told to bring certain items. We don't have any incense, but they said stuff like lily or lemon or coconut would help summon spirits. So I do have coconut. sitting open over here. It also said to bring water because it has strong ties with the moon's cycle. So I have a cup of water here, and it also said that mirrors will help summon spirits. So I do have one mirror over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That I got from IKEA.
I can see myself in it.
From IKEA? Oh, ooh, I don't know.
Ooh. Sounds like a good IKEA.
On second thought, I think IKEA would be the best place to summon a demon.
Maybe we'll get some Swedish ghosts.
If you want meatballs, they're coming right through it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah.
It does smell like a tropical pumpkin latte forest.
Yeah. I don't care if we don't summon a demon. It's delicious.
Smells great.
Yeah.
The air is just delicious.
It's amazing.
So, the other thing is, too, we will set up the board. Each of us puts two fingers on the planchet lightly but firmly without applying any pressure. One person at a time will ask questions. It's recommended that one person is designated the leader to ask the questions, so I don't care who wants to do that.
Nicholas, can you just hand me the back of that box real quick so I can read some of these amazing instructions on questions we should ask that we will definitely ask?
As I'm handing this to you, the back of the box has recommended questions, and they're very silly. And
really?
There was this one website that said, "Do not ask silly questions. Ghosts do not like to be trifled with."
Get out.
So, read some of these.
Well, like Nick said, we're going to take these very seriously, so I'd just like to take the opportunity to read this first one right here. You know what? You know what?
Yeah, just read it.
No. Let's actually ask the ghost these questions.
No. Yeah, we will.
This is not funny to me. This is a serious deal.
Well, I pass my history test. What grade would I get? Get out of town.
That's a real deal, dude. You know how serious college debt is?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm passing.
If you're taking a history class in college, you got a bigger problem than asking a Ouija board for a question.
That's a great reason to ask a Ouija board. They've literally been there.
Why are you taking a history class in college?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if it counts as cheating, but if I catch George Washington, what his favorite color is, and that's on my test, I'm going to get a 100.
He's going to come back from life and just be like, Luigi's like, B-L-U-E.
Yeah, obviously, I never got a Ouija board because
like,
it's teal.
I got it from the Ouija board, man. An A+.
Everybody knows Washington likes teal. Another question on here, I'll just say it out loud, I guess.
Yeah, just read one of them.
Will I ever be tall enough to slam dunk? And then, hold on, it's a two-parter.
Yeah.
How tall will I be?
That's a real question from the back of this box. Thanks, okay. Barnes & Noble.
Does Tommy know I like him? Who told him?
With a interrobang there, too.
Yeah, yep. And finally, will my parents let me go to the concert? What should I wear?
Well, you gotta answer the question first, though. If it's a no, then why are you even asking
right.
what you're gonna
wear? All of these questions assume that
the
answer is
very
yes.
assuming. This game is very assuming.
That's well, I'm gonna agree disagree with you real
it.
Quick. I'm gonna say if it says no, your parents will not. It's gonna say what should I wear? That's like okay. I'm gonna stay home. I need some casual clothes,
sweatshirt, and some ice cream.
Maybe some PJs, some foodie pajamas.
Not going anywhere.
Okay,
let's get this party started, guys.
Zoinks! It's that ghost again!
What's wrong, Marty? You look like you've seen a ghost.
You're not far off, Doc.
All right, everyone. We have the Ouija board set up.
My ear just started ringing.
That's a
like
spirit.
Crazy. I'm not even messing with you. But my ear just started ringing like crazy when you started.
So
I'm still a skeptic, too, so don't...
And yeah. So we have the Ouija board set up in the middle of the table. We've got now 5 candles, so we didn't burn any arms. We've got the mirror closer to
us.
We
tried.
Yeah. So I think we're set up, and John's going to be our leader asking the questions that you never question to ask. That's the slogan of our show. So
this dude's marketing.
You guys want to get ready?
Okay.
Yep.
So we've got... Do we have to be from different hands?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We can just do this. Yeah. And you probably want to lift your elbow so that there's some flexibility there.
Okay. And just barely touch it?
Yep. Firmly, but no pressure.
Okay. So what do I start with? Introduction. Let the ghost know, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, guys?
Hey, ghost. My name is John. You might know me from Stranger Still. It's a podcast where we answer the questions that you never question ask.
Mm-hmm.
And are you around?
We're getting no response.
Okay, that's fine. Like, we're not all listeners. It's hard to get people listening to your podcast. But let's just say, like, as a human, we're 3 humans. Let's forget the marketing aspect of this. Are you in the room?
Still no response.
Okay, that's fine. Haters gonna hate.
Try telling the spirit that this is a safe environment.
Oh, this is a safe environment. Nick has a bike, and he literally wears a helmet. Nobody does that anymore. But that's fine. It's safe. There's a lot of safe things here. We ain't judging you. Like, that's... You could just come right out. It's gonna be, like, way better and more interesting if you do say something, so I appreciate it. I really need more reviews on iTunes, so if you could just, like, you know, move the board.
You literally have three skeptics playing Ouija.
This is now, a way to show us that you're real ghosts.
Come on, do a thing.
It likes the letter G, where we started.
Yep. Here, let me try. I'm gonna try
just
more serious.
Cost it, yeah.
I'm gonna try a more serious.
Get
approach.
Angry.
If are you pushing too hard?
Angry. Yeah, go more lightly.
I'm barely like I.
Jason's very light. I can see that. I'm not very light. I'm gonna take a more serious approach. Let's go back to the G here. Hello, spirits. Are you with us? I need you all to focus on the board. Focus on the spirits around us. Is there anyone in the room with us? Jason, you want to take a crack at it?
Yeah, I got it. How does it feel to be on the other side? And why will you not play this game with us? Answer.
Please.
It's moving.
It's thinking, I think. I think that's thinking.
It's the load screen.
Okay.
Bulira.
Do you...
Bulira.
Did you die recently? It's a two-parter. Do you understand how much money $16 is? Because that's how much we spent for this, and you're just not showing up.
Let's try two fingers from two different hands.
Maybe it's... I got this.
Spirits, are you with us?
Would you please answer the question?
Holla if you hear me.
Holla if you hear him.
Ooh. Yeah, you're not really saying anything.
Let me Google what to do when your Ouija board doesn't work.
Should we call the Ghostbusters?
No, I got this guy's phone.
When your Ouija board doesn't work.
Sorry, I missed that. Sorry, Jonathan. Get that.
Hey Siri, my ghosts aren't talking to me. What do you do when the Ouija board doesn't work?
Humans have religion. I just have silicon.
Jesus. Wow. I'm very disappointed with the lack of demons.
Alright, you could say that we're being too skeptical. It says that we do need to put about as much pressure as you would to push a key on a keyboard. And we're not being patient enough.
Okay.
Okay.
I brought these scrubs if you guys want to put them on, so we could be a little bit more patient.
Okay. Why did I fall right into that and not understand?
That's like the fifth time today. All right. Remove all skepticism from your mind.
Demons.
Imagine the spirits around us. Spirits, are you with us? Well, it's moving.
Stop.
Which one of you is moving it?
Sean.
John, is that you?
Is that me? It sounds like that commercial.
Wasn't me. Jason, is that you?
No.
R. Did stop on R. Are you spelling your name for us? John, I really feel like pushing.
On that.
Who's pushing it?
The ghosts. Are we on E? I can't really see from this angle.
Bro, I'm always on E. I'm sorry, Ghost. Please keep going.
R-E.
I don't condone drug use.
Okay.
Are you trying to play finger C with me, Jace? Like foot C with your fingers?
Here.
That's fine. Like, fine. I'm into it.
R? Are we on R? We're not stopping there.
R, E.
Are they telling us to re-record?
Yeah, it's going to another R.
I just want to know who's moving.
I'm not moving anything. I'm letting it move. Is it going for D? That's not a word, Ghost.
Re-rude.
Rude.
Rude.
Are you calling me rude?
Are you calling me rude? Or is
it a D? That's your problem.
It's a C.
You got rude.
Table's too slippery.
Are we supposed to put coconut oil on the Ouija thing?
Maybe.
It makes it a little slippery? That will help.
Are we on P? Oh, are we going for O?
Who's fucking with it?
Because I'm not fucking with it. R-E-R-D-O. I'm not messing with it.
This can't even be real.
For $16.
I'm trying to get his $16 back.
Ooh, are we at P? R-E-R-D-O-P? Is he going for B? B. I don't know what you're trying to spell to us. What year did you die?
Oh, I remember that.
Q, that's not a year. Unless you're saying like Q2.
Yeah, it's a business ghost.
It's a business ghost.
I was born in Q2.
Are you wearing a tie? Going up to E? C? Or yes? Are you a business guy? Which one of y'all's moving it?
I'm literally not doing anything.
Nope, we're not getting the yes. Are you a demon? Well, it's thinking about it. That's not good. Good Lord.
John, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm letting it move. I'm like as light as I can be right now. It's actually barely hurting my touching. Arms.
Barely touching.
It's going towards no. And we don't have a demon in our house.
Damn,
that one was me, that one.
Not worth it.
Don't call the ghost an idiot.
Shh. That's gonna change my mind and go to yes.
Now I am.
I might be.
Let's do these two fingers.
J.
He's coming after you, Jason. JJ. JJ Abrams?
Come get me, Jagalan.
Well, we had a bit of an experience. Should we say goodbye to the ghost?
Yeah.
Nah, let's keep it here.
You want to just break the rule?
Sure.
All right.
Cool. Nick's gonna have a ghost living in his house. We're not gonna close the portal.
That's fine. I mean,
we'll see. Okay, so we'll report back next week if I do have a ghost in my house.
I'll be right here.
Are you a ghost yet?
I feel so stupid.
It's not stupid, Barbara. We're ghosts.
We had a moment there, and I felt like I was just letting it move the direction it was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys agree? What was your experience with it?
Yeah, I kind of came into this knowing a little bit about how the Hoiji works.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, but I'm going to let you get into that in a bit.
Yeah.
After we hear from G.
No, I think after I took my fingers off of the, what's it called? The
planchet?
The planchet. John was moving it, but I like John, so I'm okay with it.
It wasn't me. It was the ghost of Cate Blanchett.
Ooh.
She's Kate, alive.
Cate Blanchett.
No, the ghost, it's a different, it's a family
name. Oh, okay.
Name. Oh, I was going to say, gotcha. She's cute. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
All
right. I'm glad we had her here. Thanks for our second guest ever,
thanks.
Cate Blanchett.
Thanks, Kate, for showing up tonight. Really appreciate your contribution.
Everything you've
to
done.
The
Huija.
Huija.
So, Jason, you felt like John was moving it.
Yes.
John, were you moving it?
No.
And I wasn't moving it. Jason wasn't moving it.
I'm not trying to come down on you.
No, I know. But I'm just confirming that you weren't moving it. So
somebody else was moving it because I moved my fingers off and we asked it if it was a demon. It was like a CGDR. And
it was RDRDOPC.
That makes
sense. And then it would Q, C.
Ooh, yeah. And see, that made a lot of sense.
And then after that, it said sorry. Yeah, and then it said sorry, autocorrect.
Yeah. So the science behind this whole thing is pretty simple. John, you had a little bit of understanding. What was your understanding of the science?
My good friend Joshua from the Stuffs That You Should Knows.
Yep.
Did a little thing with his friend Charles.
Yeah.
And they talked about the way that the momentum works when you got both your fingers on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of just glides around the board based on micro movements of your body that you don't realize you're making, but you're always moving even when you're trying to be perfectly still, unless you're like a really good Broadway actor and freezes and someone's got to sing something,
or like a monk or something.
yeah
Well, that muscle movement that you're talking about is called idiomotor reflexes, and the science behind it is really simple. It's when your muscles move so minutely that the conscious part of your body can't pick up on it.
Yeah, it makes you feel like an idiot.
Makes
an
you feel like an idiot. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Does that have anything to do with, like, restless legs?
It could be. That's mostly anxiety. It's more in tune. There's another. It's related. It's called idiodynamic reflexes, which is like when you touch something hot, your body automatically jerks your hand mm-hmm. away. You don't think about it.
But if you have Tourette's, you don't actually you don't develop that brain. You don't have that connection in your brain.
Yeah.
You touch that and you're just like, well, I might as well do it again.
Well, the
I don't think that's exactly how it works.
You said with Tourette's, though, the thing that I was going to bring up, I think the simplest way that I can explain how idiomotor reflexes work is sometimes you'll be talking to someone, they'll just be kind of zoning out, and they'll start like mouthing the words you're saying. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
There was this kid in fifth grade that always did that, and I was like, why do you do that? It's idiomotor.
Pretty much every girl I've ever dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't realize they're doing it because it's not registering on the conscious part of their brain.
Yes.
Another example is, have you ever heard of the pregnant women where they put like a necklace with a ring on it over their belly? It turns like
a pendulum, and they're like, oh, it's going to be a...
If it goes back and forth, it's like a boy or something.
Because...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, boy.
Yeah. The idea is that a pregnant woman will take, basically, like you said, a pendulum, put it over their belly, and I think if it goes back and forth, it's a boy, and if it goes in a circle, if it's a girl.
Way, then their friend is an idiot.
Yeah.
No. Do you guys hear... There was another legend that I heard about, Jesus. Where you take your belly, and you put, like, the sacred sap on it, and then they take the... They take this machine. It's kind of like a planchet, like what we had.
Yeah.
But it's like electric. It's like a digital electrical version of it. Oh. So you have like a current, and then if the baby has a penis, it's a boy, because it's a scanner.
Are you talking about ultrasound?
Yeah.
Very good.
I feel like that's what they do, like in.
That was the joke.
Modern
Jason.
Medicine. Oh, that's. Oh, did I miss it?
You missed the joke again.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. It's kind of like.
Why am I so literal, John? I need to figure out what you're.
he's the one that's like, he's gonna have to get used to my dry sense of humor.
I have the driest sense of humor in the world, and I
you just can't pick up on his.
What is happening? Who made you? What are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm from New York, and we talk over there.
See, we had to get the New York accent in this episode. Every episode.
You want to talk about the Scandi accent? You talk about the Brewers. You want
huh?
You get a Miller Lite. You get a Miller Lite. You get a Brat.
Well, I'm vegan. I don't eat that stuff.
No.
I told my grandma's meatballs and spaghetti fazool. Which she used to make that for me all the time.
I'm already turned off.
You don't like spaghetti fazool?
I don't know what we're talking about.
It was the pasta vajou. It was the pasta vajou.
So, let's get back to the pendulum thing. Because we got off for a while.
Back to pregnant people thinking that they know what the hell that they're going to have.
Yeah, basically, there's this unconscious part of your mind that has made the decision that you want a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
And it relays these tiny little messages to your finger muscles to move the chain in that direction, and it doesn't register on the conscious part.
So it's completely psychosomatic.
It is. It is absolutely psychosomatic. Yeah. And that's what happens here.
I don't think that will happen to everyone, though, right?
Not everyone. And I think part of the reason why we didn't get a lot of a reaction from this is because we didn't have any preconceived notions.
Right.
A lot of the articles about Ouija boards say that it moves toward what you want it to move, because the subconscious part of your brain is saying, move it there.
Absolutely.
And then your muscles are moving it there, and then your brain doesn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
I think the movements that we were getting were just our bodies being restless. Because I know my arms are starting to hurt, and it was a lot harder for me to control my hands. So I think part of that was moving the planchette.
I mean, at times even, once it started moving, like, I would tap my fingers on it and, like, pull my hand away, and it would still move.
Yeah.
And I was like, John, come on, man.
John would take it off.
I took my fingers off, too.
At more than once, we all took our hands off one at a time, and it was still moving. So it's just a collaborative effort. And that brings me to my next point, which a lot of it comes from you thinking other people are moving it. So you'll just move it along with where it's going.
Yeah.
And there's this great article on HowStuffWorks.com where they talked about this study where they blindfolded a person and said that there were two or three other people with their hands on the planchette doing the Ouija board with them, and it would start moving. There was no one else touching it.
Yeah.
Yet the blindfolded person would say, the other people are moving it.
Yeah.
Which I think that's very fascinating.
That's also a good social study. The fact of the matter is that subconsciously.
Yeah.
You know, if it's moving one way, you're going to physically, if you're touching it, you're going to move it the same way, even though you're not moving it physically in your arms and your stuff, but your fingertips are just like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, could I just say real quick?
Yeah.
We have no problem with Nick and I's masculinity. Like, we're pretty buff and tough dudes.
Hang on.
Let me continue. This is a compliment for you. When we listen in our car, sometimes listen to podcasts, you're like, whoa, listen to that bassy voice. I just want to say I appreciate that bassiness. Because there's people that are listening to this that are like, wow, I didn't know my speakers could do that when Jace talks. You get that, like,
hey guys, I'm Jace, and I talk real deep.
Do I sound just like you, though? I didn't know. I don't know if you said that or me.
I felt like I was looking in a mirror.
Yeah, those things.
The curtains.
Yeah. He was like, I know I'm taller than you, but I had to help him a little bit.
Yeah. We're about the same height. I'm 5'5". What are you?
You're 5'7".
Yeah.
My license says that.
Oh, you're 5'7"?
I was told I was 5'5.5".
He's growing before our eyes.
I'm a big boy.
Puberty is
you're
fun.
You're a little man. You're my little man. Yeah. All those beans and tofus that I eat.
I want to pick you up
like a freak like the mighty?
Like a satchel.
Like a satchel.
I want to hold you.
That's nice.
Hold you like a boy man.
Okay. Like a boy man. What's the...
Just hold it.
I've lost all reins of this podcast.
He wants to pick me up because I'm tiny.
The funny thing is that I have nothing left to talk about Ouija boards. I've said everything I need to say, so I'm just letting you guys talk.
Okay. Well, we just met.
You will always be my boy, man.
Okay. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Do you want to switch mics?
Gladly.
I'm a little scared. Like, it's pleasant. I'm pleasantly scared. Let's say that.
Yeah, I'm going to make a move on you.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
Easy.
Should we wrap this puppy up?
Yeah.
Hello, folks. I don't know about you, but as for me, There's nothing more upsetting than having a bunch of unwelcome ghosts and ghouls clanking around the house.
There's another ghoul running loose.
And it's my guess that she'll look like him.
Before we move on, we want to thank some people. We've got a ton of support over the last week thanks to some friends of ours. And we got some new reviews, so I want to call those people out. Evasive Kind, The Oscar Grouch, Divisive Issues, which is another podcast everyone should go listen to, mm-hmm. On the Comrade Radio Podcast Network. Jeremy Frankly, RJ 47,890, and Helen Herbstall?
Dude, nice. I think it's Herbs.
Herbstall?
I'm glad you guys numbers right.
Yeah.
That makes me a fan. I will continue to be a fan because you got his numbers right.
Thank you. I also want to call out, who said it on here? RJ 47,890 said, great chemistry, very much like Stuff You Should Know, but I like these guys better, which I love that. Whoa. You said that, but it hurts me because we've had correspondence with the Stuff You Should Know guys. We're big fans and John works with them.
Yeah, my good. I kind of feel bad, but Jesus, keep it coming. Please keep that coming.
I
need verification.
He needs this for his life to survive.
Oh, it's so delicious.
He needs it.
So we'll get to, instead of listener questions, we'll have Jason tell us a story, but real fast. Join our Facebook group. If you search for Stranger Still on Facebook, you'll find us.
I'll be there.
You can Jason will be there.
Go to on Twitter, and mm-hmm. It's at Stranger Still.
Wait, does Twitter still exist?
Yeah. Twitter is popping, dude.
Oh, it's popping and locking. You got to get on that train.
That's my problem.
And then for when we resume our normal episode starting next week, make sure you're sending us your listener questions on Facebook and Twitter, and also to podcast@strangerstillshow.com. So,
do it. These guys are amazing.
Thank you. Now that you've buttered us up, you want to tell us that story? He's been holding this carrot over our head for this entire recording session that he's got... grandma ghost story? So, is that right?
Grandma ghost, yeah.
Cool. So, instead of a listener question as our finale, Jason's going to tell us his spooky grandma ghost story.
See, the spooky thing is kind of a misnomer because, again, I'm a skeptic, but this was an apartment that I lived in for about a year and a half, and there were some happenings that I could not explain.
Not the Night Shyamalan movie?
Probably better. Like, I mean,
those are hard to explain.
It's not setting the bar high.
It was an M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
Basically what happened was I had there were several things that happened. I lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I had just... got a little kitty.
Uh-huh. Named?
Penny. She's a little sweetie pie. So she used to get into things, and we used to basically pass off things, what she would do as, it's just the cat. There was two times documented by me and my girlfriend on two different times where we were not together in the apartment. In my, if I can paint the picture.
Yep.
There was my living room where off to the right of the living room was the doorway into the bedroom.
Okay.
And then right off of that bedroom, there was the bathroom where there was the vanity mirror where you could see into the living room.
Okay. That's creepy.
Very. And I have a recliner, a lazy boy, and you could see it out of the corner of the bathroom mirror. One time, I saw somebody walk in through the living room. I just passed it off like it was my mom or my girlfriend or a friend or somebody because everybody came in. Like, I was just like, hey, come over, you know, we'll drink beer.
Sure.
So I just figured somebody was just walking in there. The chair started rocking, and I was like, okay. So I came
out. The recliner?
Yeah. The recliner started rocking. So I came out of the bathroom, looked at the recliner rocking, and I look at the door. Door's bolted. The recliner's rocking. And the cat is laying on my bed in the bathroom. Or in the bedroom. Like, the cat is literally just laying there.
Yeah. So he's not, like, pushing it.
No.
Like, my cats would get stuck under the chair sometimes and...
But if the cat did something, obviously it would run up in the chair, knock it over, or just, like, shake it and stand there and look at you like, hey, I'm an idiot. And you're like, okay, well, that's fine. But the cat was there on my bed looking at me like, I've been sleeping for the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then, here's where it starts. So then my girlfriend actually had the same experience and was waiting for my mom to come in to the living room of the apartment through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And saw the chair shake again. And she yelled at her. Her name is Penny. And she said, Penny, get off the chair. As the chair is shaking.
Yeah.
Penny comes out of the bathtub. Penny comes out of the bathtub in the bathroom where she's at, where the chair is shaking.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, that's normal, stupid stuff that happens in an apartment.
Sure.
So I like to keep my thermostat on an even number.
Like?
You know, I like...
72?
I like a cool 68.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would wake up and my thermostat would be on 73, 75. You know, we got the grandmas, the moms that are like, oh, well, we gotta pay the bills over here, so we gotta turn it up a little bit.
Yeah,
it would always be an odd number. And I was dating this girl that was like, I always asked her, I was like, hey, do you touch my thermostat? Like, oh, absolutely not. I wouldn't touch your thermostat. That's your bills. It was always on an odd number, and it was always higher than I said it. Here's where things get clown shoes.
Okay.
So, the girl I was dating brought her daughter over. And I was half asleep, and she was completely asleep as she was walking into the door. We were in the living room, and her daughter walked into the bedroom and closed the door. And she said, hi, my name's Caden. Pause.
Yeah. Kids get creepy like that.
Oh, I don't think I'm supposed to close the door. Pause. No. My mom doesn't really like me to do that. Pause. I'm listening to this the whole time. I asked her, I was like, does she have like imaginary friend and all that kind of stuff? No. So then the next day, after the dust was settled,
yeah,
they were like, who are you talking to? She's like, oh, the old lady. We're like, there's no old lady here.
Yeah.
At the time, I was young, spiteful.
Sure. You're not an old lady.
Not yet. She was literally having a conversation with somebody that we couldn't see.
Yeah.
So I look up. When it's all said and done, I'm just like, okay, look up who's lived here before. And it was somebody who was about my age. She was 28.
Mm-hmm.
She lived there for about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked up the apartment number, I found her first. And then when you Google something, you obviously have the images.
Mm-hmm.
The first images was a obituary. The obituary was from an older lady.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. I swear I could pull it up right now and tell you it. But I looked up her name, and her surviving relatives was the 28-year-old girl that lived in my apartment before me.
Yeah.
And that's the legend of the grandma ghost. So, whoever that was, whether she visited and said, hey, turn your thermostat up.
Yeah.
You're paying too many bills.
And then talk to your girlfriend's daughter.
That, yeah. As a skeptic, that was way too coincidental for me.
It's
kind of quite creepy. Man. Yeah.
I think I love reading stories of, like, on Reddit, what's the creepiest thing your child has ever said? It's always stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's, kids are creepy. Can't wait till my daughter's that old.
Yeah. She's going to tell you things and you're going to be like, I wish I wouldn't have heard that.
Yeah. So, thank you for that story, Jason.
Yeah.
Hopefully you sent some chills down some people's spines.
I hope so.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on our October month finale.
Ooh, it's two words together. twice the spookiness. October month.
October month.
October month.
I forgot that we're supposed to say it like that. That'll be it for us today. I am still... oh, jeez. I had one and I lost it. I'm still Nicola.
I'm still a spooky zombie.
J. Sparrow, the scourge of the deep.
And this has been Stranger Still.